Big up the Mendum. Welcome back to another episode of Pitch Fix. I'm your host, Nikki Smokes, joined by just Rudy and Zaw today. Chief is out of town. Maresh is in bumfuck Egypt. I have no clue where he is. Like and subscribe, like and subscribe, like and subscribe. Quick little Champions League recap. Can we all just, we could all celebrate Madrid losing, right? Like, that feels good.
That was incredible.
You were twerking.
No, I sent you the message asking you what the score. I was out of town, unfortunately, and I saw the score. I sent you the message. I was like, yo, Madrid is losing with a question mark. I am so angry I didn't witness that live. That is one of my, I have multiple Super Bowls. That's one of my Super Bowls. And there's a new front man in that Madrid team that I want to see how he performs under the big lights. I mean, he was out hiding in France, magician out there. He couldn't deliver the Champions League for them. Caused the whole doop to do with his transfer. He's now at Madrid and he's on the bench and they're losing to fucking Lille. I love that. Crazy. Inject that.
Yeah. The Lille goalie was insane that game.
Bro, he was doing tricks on it.
Yeah.
Like, that boy is nasty. I don't even remember his name, but that kid can fucking play.
Something Chevet or something?
Chevalier.
Chevalier.
Something like that.
Guess where he's from. Yeah.
Is he from City?
No, he's from France.
Oh.
Yeah. Chevalier. That the craziest thing is that was Madrid's first outright loss in the Champions League, and I think since 2022 or something.
Yeah, I think it was 236 days or 63 days since they lost.
The last time they lost was in the semifinal to City.
Which is insane.
That's the treble season.
The fact that they treat the Champions League like it's just, it's crazy.
They're ice. They're such ice. It's crazy.
They don't even get up for any other game that's
not Champions League.
Even in the Champions League, they don't even get up for any of the games until like it's in the semifinals, bro. That's just how they're always. They've won like 17.
They're Thanos. They're just inevitable. It's like crazy. They just turn it on, and then even when they don't look that good, they just figure it out. They're such a bizarre team. I kind of love Ancelotti because he's kind of a nice antidote to Pep. Because I do understand the whole Pep thing. It's like this like tightly oiled, perfect machine that has like every little bolt and screw and mechanism and piston firing at the exact like right time. It's like one of those grand clocks with like all these moving pieces, and Ancelotti is just like vibes. It's just vibes.
It lets the kids do what
they want.
He's
just vibes, dude. Yeah, he just vibes.
I feel like we need more vibes in footy.
Yeah, it used to be more vibes,
but now like there's no vibes. It's kind of like
Guardiola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like walking into like a cubicle to make cold calls all day.
Mr. Structure.
That's what it feels like when I watch City. That's all.
Arsenal's not that different, bro.
Yeah, but we win.
Guardiola.
What do you mean? Are you going to say it to me?
I know.
Sorry. By the way, if you see my eyes going down there, going down towards the laptop, yes, Manchester United is winning 1-0.
And Zaw's not hate-watching United, by the way. He is pro-watching United because he wants them to win in Europa.
No. I want Maresh
so
to have a good day.
So that they can keep Ten Hag around.
You don't want Maresh's happiness. That's not true.
You want him to be stuck in this purgatory fucking Ten Hag.
A lot of my best friends in my personal life are Manchester United guys. So I like to see my friends happy, you know, from childhood friends to guys that I've met recently like Maresh. I'm surrounded by Manchester United fans, so I just want people to be happy. That's all.
You're full of shit. Anyway, another big result was Aston Villa winning at home. Shout out John Duran, former Chicago Fire. Put one in the back of the net. If you watch the game, Byron had so many chances to win that game, and they just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. But Villa at home, they took care of business, won the game. Is John Duran the best sub in all of football right now?
I'm calling it. He's going for 100 mil.
He's kind of nuts, dude. He made Neuer look like a fucking idiot, which is no.
What was he? Well, no, but what was Neuer? That's a problem with that's a cost. That's the cost of business with dealing with fucking Manuel Neuer. What was he doing 20 miles out of his area?
He does some wild boy shit, but still, that's a crazy hard finish.
It was crazy. I mean, that's how many in a row off the bench? No, wait, he didn't score this weekend. He didn't score this.
You know the one thing that could stop him?
Who?
This guy.
You? Oh, you're going to take him for a golden boot?
That's what it's come to.
You're goddamn right, brother. You stopped Holland. You could stop Durant.
I might have to wait until they play City.
When do they play? That's what I was about to say. That's why I picked up. I was like, well, how threatening are they looking?
Yeah. But I was shocked, dude. I was very adamant about Bayern.
I feel like everyone was, though. Them being a minus 140 favorite going into Villa was insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't make any sense. But then I watched the game. I'm like, yeah, all right, this makes – like, they were all over Villa. They couldn't put the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah.
But, no, it was a great match. Another one that caught me by surprise was Benfica beating Atletico Madrid 4-0.
I know. That was another one I was stunned by.
I was like, what? I had the under in this game. It was 2.5. I thought Atletico Madrid plays defense, but I guess not. They got fucking throttled.
That's a weird one.
That's temperature at Atletico is going up. Remember that the ultras. Remember how the ultras are moving crazy this past weekend. You can't be losing 4-0 when the ultras are pissed, man.
Their next match might be behind closed doors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't be losing 4-0 when the ultras are mad. You cannot, and that playing a game behind closed doors means nothing. Yeah. You're wasting your time. Them motherfuckers are gonna go to their houses.
Yeah,
that's why. That's how they do.
Yeah, they make house calls.
That's how they do it.
Do they?
I'm not joking. I'm like dead serious. Like it's yes, you have to do the whole stadium is empty thing, but for actual safety for the people,
you gotta have security. Black going, bands outside the house.
They're going to their houses.
Yeah, you think they're just going to sit by and be like, well, all right.
Ultras.
Can't go to the game.
Yeah, we're going to sit at home.
I mean, that's what we would do in America. Like, I would be like, oh, yeah, I'm pulling up on Tyreek's crib or Mike McDaniel's crib.
Yeah, but we're not ultras.
That's what I'm saying. There's levels to this shit.
Over here, what's his name? Over here, Tua throws a pick down in Miami. Oh, it's okay, Tua. It's okay. The Miami guys. These guys over there, gone. Family.
Off with his head type shit.
No, that's crazy.
Another great game, real quick. I'm just going to fly through these.
Leipzig,
Juve. That game was great.
That was crazy.
Leipzig was up 2-1. Juve goes down to 10 men, and they come back and win the game 3-2. As an Arsenal fan, how do you feel about that?
I saw Vlahovic's goal. That's the only thing about the Juve thing that I see. They came back and they won.
It was 2-1 with 10 men.
I mean, they're not playing here. I know why you're asking me that. It's for these fucking idiots online. They were like, Arsenal 10 men, you drew. Well, guess what? Juventus was not playing fucking Man City. Who are they playing?
That's fair.
Boom. There's my answer to them clowns. Oh, Arsenal, boring. You do this. You defend when you're down 10 men against Manchester City. Well, Juventus was not playing Manchester City.
That's fair. Rudy, did you see that game or no?
I saw the highlights, and it was wild. It was a fun one, dude. Like, dudes ripping their shirts off. Like,
you like that shit?
Well, yeah. Like, when the guy, like, the last goal, it was a guy I wasn't really that familiar with. Constanção?
No, I'm thinking of Fabio Constanção.
That's what I was thinking of, too. But it's not him. But he is Portuguese, but they all have the same names. Anyways, he got the game-winning goal. It was fucking sick, dude. He shook this dude and had him like, you know, when they start doing the doggy paddle,
the 360s. Yeah. I was showing us that the other day.
And then just tucked it in and then tarp off. It was pretty sick.
That game was nuts. That was probably my favorite game to watch yesterday. You put me on that Gol Azul channel.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The red zone for Champions League.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If Arsenal's not playing, that's the only.
Yeah, that's how. That's how I watch.
You don't miss anything. Yeah. Like, I saw every goal, every match. It was fucking electric. City 4-0 win. I feel like we all saw this coming. Rudy had City to give out a clean sheet, so props to Rudy.
Did you guys play your guys? I actually didn't even.
Yeah, it was.
Foden back on the screen.
It was like where what? That was like in Slovakia.
Holland put one in.
Yeah, it was like in Transylvania.
Slovenia or yeah. Slovakia. One of them.
It was a Dracula's place. I don't know where it was, but yeah, it was a good training session.
It really is
a training session for you.
It was actually like kind of like damn this like they
your training is probably more intense than that.
They rolled over and died. The cool thing about it was that it was a good. Phil looked incredible, which was great, and McAtee got his first goal for the first team and in the Champions League, and he looked really good.
James,
yeah.
Oh, he started.
No, I think he got subbed in, and they look good. It's not a good team, but. It's a nice one. I think it was my biggest takeaway is the Phil Foden getting his reps.
I mean, Guardiola's taking the piss.
What do you say?
Guardiola's taking the piss.
What, you don't like that lineup?
Bro, this is some random team and I mean this, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but there's just a huge gap between City and this is some random team in Slovakia, wherever they're from.
Couldn't tell you.
And he's starting the team. He's starting his guys.
Team. Yeah,
Haaland started, Foden, Doku, Savinho. Okay, Mateus Nunez. Start. Yeah. He's the only one. Akanji's a starter. Stones, Guardiola, the Lewis. So Mateus Nunez. But here's the thing.
That City A team hasn't all played together yet in the Prem. So like Rudy said, it was like a good training game for maybe what's going to happen this weekend against Fulham.
And also these guys aren't start. That's the thing about City, bro, because they roll like 20 deep mm-hmm. with their depth. These guys are starters, but they haven't been starting recently.
Yeah.
Foden hasn't started. Doku. It's been Bernardo. It's been Grealish.
Yeah, but Savinho, I mean, he especially with the wingers, he really 50-50s the wingers a lot until like the end of the season when he's got like if he has something really specific planned. But the wingers rotate so much.
Yeah, he's been doing that.
And Savinho plays on both sides.
He's been doing that.
Yeah,
since,
he's a BSI side.
He's been doing that since the beginning.
Yeah,
for his wingers since the Mahrez and the Sterling days.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I was hoping Nunez did well. He had some good moments, but you could tell that his confidence is a little bit low.
He's leaving January, right?
I don't know, but
he's been crying since last January.
I'm hoping that we kind of need him now with Rodri. It would be nice if he could.
It's true.
And that's a spot that Pep runs into because he's already burnt that. It's the Calvin Phillips situation.
Right.
He's burnt that trust. He brought him to the club.
I know. Literally,
telling him you're going to play, then he doesn't play.
Well, he.
And that's what happened with Nunez.
Because Rodri was very good in coming into his own. They brought in Calvin Phillips to supplement Rodri. But the problem is that, one, Calvin Phillips, like that happened right as Rodri became an absolute platinum player that was unsubbable. Yeah. So Calvin, even if he did better, like there's no way to know in training.
Yeah.
He was not get like he was the only like his position was the one position that was
not
unmovable.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was sort of unfortunate. And then as soon as we get of Calvin, Rodri's knee explodes.
And that too with Nunez.
Yeah.
Nunez could not get into the team all of last season because when Pep bought him, he was like, "Yo, I'm gonna play you." Mm-hmm. Couldn't get in. And then now he actually because Pep has already burnt that trust. Now he can actually get in the team. We'll see if he sticks around.
We'll see.
Luckily,
we still have Kovacic. Who's been good and
he's the one that will start ahead of he'll start ahead of Nunez.
Right.
Exactly. He'll start ahead of Nunez. Yeah.
Does that happen a lot in this type of football? Because like in college football, right? You'll have a high school recruit, someone in the transfer portal, the coach is like, "Yeah, come here, we're gonna play you, you're gonna start from day one," and then they end up sitting there riding the bench. Does that happen a lot in the Premier League, Champions League, like big clubs across?
It happens in the way where really good players can go to a team and it doesn't work out for a ton of reasons and the system doesn't fit and they'll go somewhere else and it works beautifully.
Okay.
For example, Ryan Gravenberch on Liverpool under Klopp really couldn't get a look and he was a very highly sought after young up and coming midfielder. Not like, you know, he wasn't like 80 million, you know, that kind of like.
No, he was that guy.
He was pretty much a blue chip.
He was that guy.
He was like a 4-star, 5-star prospect.
And then he got under Klopp, couldn't really get in, and everyone was sort of like, he was sort of lingering around. And then now Arne Slot is like, "Oh, I'm going to use you for this." And he just looks like a completely different player. And it just so much has to do with
the right
circumstances
right?
and the right system. It's
Which is.
Yeah.
Which is the Calvin Phillips thing. Calvin Phillips, the year before for Leeds, bro, he was one of the best midfielders in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Absolute workhorse.
He kind of was like the preferred CDM for England.
Yeah. No, not kind of. He was.
Yeah.
He was the starter. We were out there screaming, saying Calvin Phillips he was the starter for England and then went to City thinking that he could get in. Pep tried him. I don't even know what happened on preseason because it was off the bat. It was right off the bat. And then now. Because he came in with he's English, he got the English tax, you know, so big transfer fee, big wage. Mm-hmm. Now
get rid of him.
Now Pep every weekend has to get in front of a camera and say, "Calvin Phillips, very good guy, he's a very hard worker, very good at training, very good person. We need him around. We love him. We love this guy," just to gas him up so that someone else can come by him.
Yeah,
he's doing the sales pitch.
Yeah,
the Calvin Phillips thing is sad. It sucks. Like, he is...
How old is he?
25-ish.
Yeah, he's young.
And they just can't 28? Move him?
No, he's on loan at Ipswich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's on loan at Ipswich. But it sucks because, like, he is, like, a nice dude, and it just didn't work out, so...
What are you owing about over there? Would United score again? I thought you were rooting for him, Zaw.
I am. I was like, yeah.
You need them to win for Ten Hag.
I am.
Last Champions League game that we'll go over. I saved the best for last. Our boys, Arsenal, 2-0 win at the Emirates. I mean, that was just a beautiful result.
Yeah,
you guys suffocated them.
We did.
Yeah, no, that first half was the first half was unbelievable. The defense. Solid.
Timber.
Kieran Timber. My man of the match.
If we had him last year.
My man of the match. I know people.
He only played 45
minutes. And that's what I was saying. I know people are saying 45 minutes this. Brother, if you watch that 45 minutes, the motherfucker didn't put a single foot wrong. That was the most perfect 45 minutes I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And that's what earned him the man. Yeah, he did brilliant. I thought he did brilliant. I thought Partey did brilliant. It was a professional performance, got the goals in the first half and shut down shop.
Had we had Timber last year, you think we win the league?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, because he's
dog.
He's what having Timber last year affords us to put him at left back when we played West Ham. He shuts down Kudus. Having Timber last year affords us to put him left back when we played Villa. He shuts down Leon Bailey. That gets taken care of. Where else did we stumble? Was West Ham and Aston Villa, and then Fulham. I can't remember Fulham. I can't remember the Fulham games.
Fulham was part of a back-to-back loss.
I know Kudus. Kudus gave us the business last year. Then that's where Timber could have thingy. But yeah, no, the midfield and defense solid. Kai, as usual. But Saka, I hear it that he scored the free kick, the direct free kick. But my boy needs to start picking up the play. You're a big guy. You are the one that's meant to be carrying us in this group. What Thierry Henry was to the other group, you are in this group. I want to see we're six games into the league. We only have one goal. I want to see minimum. We're talking minimum 15 in the league. By the end of the season, minimum. That's on the minimum.
That's not even good. Yeah.
That's on the minimum. I'm not saying not even good. So we're talking. I want to see close to 20, north of 20, kind of thing, just from him.
What were your thoughts on Conor McGregor shadow boxing Bukayo Saka? Like, he was basically landing some leg kicks. And as an Arsenal fan, I was like, bro, can you stop kicking our star boy?
I was like, dude, please just lay one in.
And you can hear Saka's nervous laugh. He's like, chill. Like he was petrified.
Where the fuck was Arteta?
Yeah.
Why was that even? First things first, was that motherfucker even sober?
Probably
was he
not.
Even sober? Why was he? Why was that even allowed? Bro, after a game where he's played the entire game, he is naked. Muscles are tired. That's when you're the most vulnerable for injuries. You get Conor McGregor coming and fucking just kicking you in on the knee. It wasn't like he was like, you know, the chest and all that. Bro, he was going for the knee.
He hit him with a combo. It was like crazy. It was like three kicks in a row, and I was like, come on, just
one more.
Do one more bump and just lay into him.
it just kept going. That's the thing.
I know. Saka was like, dude, okay. It was
yeah,
so
you could hear the nervousness in his laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's when I saw that video while I was on the where did I see that one? I think I saw that while I was on the car ride back, and I was like, "What the fuck?" I almost popped a fuse. I don't know how didn't that come out the day off?
I don't know. It was unbelievable. But you know how he's an Ireland boy, McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having a kick around, whatever. Declan Rice is passing the ball with him. And Ben White goes to McGregor. He's like, you know, Declan Rice used to play for Ireland, right?
Oh, yes. I saw the quote.
And then McGregor just stopped talking to him.
Yep.
Didn't say a word.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
I had to go on TikTok because I remember Grealish and Declan both scored against Ireland.
Yeah.
That had to be scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was funny. The funniest thing was that Grealish didn't give a fuck and just celebrated right in their eye.
Declan was like, Declan, I can't celebrate for my grandma.
But to be fair, Grealish only played like youth level. And Declan featured in the first team a couple
times.
How
does that work, though? How do you play for one team?
Your grandparents.
And you.
Nah.
You could claim them?
Nah. Yeah. So
he's probably like the England.
They're both born in England.
They're both born in England.
Yes.
Okay. So, FIFA. You can play up to three friendlies. Up to three friendlies. And after the third one is when you're locked in to whatever that particular.
And that doesn't include the youth level, though. This is three professional.
No, but you can still move after that.
This is at senior level.
You can still move after that.
After
Laporte switched.
He had played. So, no, sorry. Is it three competitive games? But then, so three friendlies, you can do it yourself. I think after you play a competitive game, you have to apply to FIFA, and then they think. So Laporte was, he played one game for France. I believe it was a friendly.
Mm.
If I'm not mistaken.
That was crazy, though, because Laporte just didn't get selected for the France team, and it was just like, and then it was like, okay, I'm Spanish.
Yeah.
He just picked?
Yeah.
Like Martinelli.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fucking
yeah,
Italian.
Yeah. No, so yeah, Laporte just, and the funny thing is.
And then got a Euro.
The funny thing is.
It's true.
How Laporte didn't get even picked for France. He was the best defender in the.
It was
in
surprising.
His age group.
Yeah.
He was the best defender in his age group.
Laporte was good then.
So when Spain when Spain was like, oh, all right,
yeah,
we'll
bro,
take
left
yeah,
left
sure,
foot and center back.
Up.
Yeah. So youth level doesn't count. Once you get to senior level, youth level you can do whatever you want. So under 21s and below, once it gets to
that has to feel so dirty though. Like there's just a natural rivalry between England and Ireland just because everything that's went down.
Oh yeah.
So him leaving Ireland to go to England.
But let me tell you.
Oh, that had to be. They're probably burning jerseys.
Let me
death
tell you,
threat. Like, they probably got serious.
Let me tell you something. Just that one decision made Declan Rice's bank account 10 times bigger.
Really? They get a bag?
That's why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame
them. That's why Saka plays for England and not for Nigeria. That's why Mbappe.
Was he born in Nigeria, Saka?
That's why his parents are Nigerian.
But he was born in England.
He was born in England. But that's why Mbappe plays for France and not for Cameroon.
He was born in Cameroon?
His father's Cameroonian.
Okay, but dude, if you were born in a country, you should play for that country.
All right, that's why Patrick Vieira played for France and not for Senegal.
But that's the American view of it.
Yeah, that's
but the European, like for example, Riyad Mahrez, his dad is Algerian, and his dad was a huge soccer fan. And so Riyad Mahrez is born in France.
France.
And definitely could have made the French team. But he, because he felt so strong about his dad and his love for Algeria, Riyad Mahrez always played for Algeria.
Hmm.
So sometimes it goes the other way.
Yeah, it's probably just the American in me.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into this week's matchups, I want to ask you guys a question. You've been watching the game longer than me. I love the game. I don't have many complaints. But I feel like this has been sticking out a lot, especially during the Champions League.
United is the team for me with a knick-knack, fatty-whack, give a dog a bone.
It's 2-2.
Why won't City fuck off home? Sorry, Nicky Smokes. I'm so sorry.
I mean, that was one of the most beautiful build-up questions I was
so
ever going to do on this show,
I'm
and
so
you
sorry.
Just ruined it.
It's worth it.
I know it's not because I can't tell who you're rooting for. One, you tell me United, and now they're tied up, and now you're not rooting for them. So I don't know. I'm just going to let you watch the fucking
sorry.
Game.
Oh, my goodness.
Is VAR too much? Like, what was football like before VAR? Because I'm watching these Champions League games. I bet on pretty much all of them. My team will score. I get fired up. And it's not like it's 10 seconds, 15 seconds goes by. I'm talking a full minute, 2 minutes, sometimes 3 minutes go by. And then they VAR check it and then disallow the goal. I just feel like it's too much. VAR.
You would have been equally as mad, if not more mad,
without VAR?
Because there were some offsides when they would just call it on the field that would make your head spin.
Oh, so it was bad.
It was hard. Well, now, like, you didn't – back then, you just saw the play, and they didn't have, like, all the crazy camera angles. So it was, like, kind of like, was he offside? Was he onside? But there was the Real Madrid one against Bayern.
Oh, okay.
That was like the year before. That was like the year before
it went in.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Real Madrid in the Champions League, like semifinal or something, got a goal, and it was like he was 3 feet offsides. Like you could have seen it from outside the stadium, listening on radio. Like you could have been able to tell he was offsides, and they gave it to him, and it was like one of the worst calls ever. So I think you would still be as mad, but yeah, it does. It fucks up the flow.
Do you think it was more entertainment? Like, was it more enjoyable to watch without VAR versus with it? Or do you think VAR is actually a good thing for soccer, but
it was way more entertaining. It was way more entertaining without it.
So what VAR does is it takes the emotion. It takes a lot of emotion out of the game. So for example, you celebrate, then you put on pause,
right?
And then you know it's taken away, or it's taken away. You celebrate, it's taken away immediately. You put on pause, then it's given to you. You've already seen it, so it takes a lot of the emotional hit out of it. What I tend to notice is I'm angrier longer now. Yeah. I'm angrier longer now. It's more annoying when VAR fucks up than when a referee used to fuck up. It used to suck, yeah, but it sucks, and yeah, it costs you titles and stuff like that, but it's kind of fun to be mad at a
player. It was like theater.
Yeah.
It was like more, I was about to say the same thing. Because I'm newer, I felt like before VAR, there would be bad calls and people would go crazy about it, but it was almost like intrinsic to the game. And so like, and you weren't dissecting it, so you couldn't like really be like this thing versus that thing. It was like kind of like baseball.
Like, referee, exactly. Referees, it's like that
they're
guy.
They're in the game.
It's right. Like how they say the this guy has a bigger strike zone. This guy's referees develop. So without VAR, because of their decision making, referees develop characters. So I now know that this asshole is not good at seeing offsides. This guy will give Arsenal yellow cards all day. That sort of stuff. Referees had more character. I would get pissed off at them, and I do get pissed off at VAR, but I get pissed off. I stay pissed off longer at VAR because it's a computer. It's meant to be perfect. Right.
I hate when they just make those 3D animation players with mm-hmm. the lines. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. This is too much.
Yeah.
Like, I like the idea of it. Freeze the frame. Let's look at it like the actual picture of what's going on the pitch, not this augmented fucking reality version of it. And if he's offsides, great. If he's not, whatever. But when they start drawing the lines, zooming in on his fucking big toe and calling a huge goal back, that's kind
of from a camera. The line is going this way. The camera's shooting from this.
Yeah.
That's the one they zoom in on.
The other thing is that the refs before VAR had a lot more follow through. Like, they would see something and they'd make a call, and then they would not move off that, obviously. Right. Now with VAR, you have the on-field officials they're like, okay, like, and they put up the flag, but they keep the play going, and then like they like make a call and they're like, "Oh, well, let's go. Hold on, wait. I got to make a phone call." It's like this whole like passive aggressive, like not really like fully making the calls. It's like they're middling it. Whereas before, it's like, that's a penalty. And then people be like, that's not a fucking penalty. He's like, it's a penalty.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. Whereas now it's a penalty. That's not a penalty. All right, let's look at VAR.
Yeah.
So in the grand scheme of things, would you say it's good for the game or not?
I think it's made it worse, to be totally honest with you.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah, it's worse.
Okay.
It's worse.
All right, so I was right. All right, let's get into this week's matchups. We got a lot of them. It starts off with a banger, 6:30 a.m. I mean, is it really a banger, Crystal
Palace? Is that United? Because Ten Hag might not make it till then. Sacked in the morning. You're getting sacked in the morning.
I thought you want him. You're confusing.
I want him to stay. I want him to go.
The hate running through his body right now. He doesn't know what to do.
I want him
to. The hate is taking over. You can't decide if you want him in or out.
You're like Jekyll and Hyde.
I need him. I need them to lose, but I need him to keep his job.
That's not. That's
you're like edging right now, but you want to.
Yeah, you're just soaking in that pussy. Yeah. You're not stroking.
You're gooning.
Anyway, focus up. Crystal Palace at home, 6:30 a.m. kickoff. They're playing Liverpool. Palace has yet to win a game. Liverpool are in peak form. Rudy, I'll start with you.
I just keep thinking Palace are going to show up.
Same, I really do. And I don't know why, but I love them to win the first half. Now, they might draw the game in a full 90 minutes. Back against the wall, you have a huge opponent coming in. No one thinks you're going to win that game, but your fans might. For some stupid reason, they might. And I think they're going to feed off that energy early, go up on Liverpool. But I can't say they're going to win the game.
I am agreed with you. I just cannot say they're going to win this game because I've been trying to, like, Crystal Palace, let's go.
Yeah.
And then they keep making me look like a fucking idiot.
Especially with the loss against Everton. It's just brutal. And now we're all like, oh, you know, they might beat Liverpool, the hottest team top of the table.
I know. I feel like an idiot. Like, I feel like it's like an ex.
Sometimes
it's like,
have
I'm not
sure. You sound like an idiot to be a genius.
I guess. I they're going to lose. They're playing Liverpool, dude. They're going to lose. I don't know why I'm doing this. They're going to lose Liverpool.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a Palace guy. My guy Eddie's there. I will, until the end of the season, at Sellers Park, against anybody except for Arsenal, I will always back and believe Palace. They're going to beat Liverpool.
All right, I love it. I would go with the draw if I had to make a 90-minute pick, but one of my official plays this week is Crystal Palace first half. All right, next game, Arsenal at home against Southampton. I'll start this one off. I think we're getting a clean sheet. I think we're going to win both halves. I think we're going to shove this win right up that Southampton fans' ass on TikTok that Chief keeps sending to us. Fuck Southampton. Oh. Them boys suck. It's going to be a massacre at the Emirates. I'm going with Arsenal.
I don't think it'll be as easy as you foresee, but I do think we'll win. I think it will be a clean sheet. I think it'll be a 2-3-0
That's not as easy as I think.
Brother,
you just said 3-0. That sounds as easy as
easy.
It gets.
And not to be disrespectful, but easy, bottom of the table, we should be talking 6-7.
Really?
That's what we should be talking. Okay. But the problem is, Martinelli is getting golden chance after golden chance after golden chance, but just doing nothing to show for it except for that one tapping that he rolled in. That's why we'll not win 6-0.
Because of Martinelli.
Because he's missing golden chance after golden chance after golden chance.
All right. So Arsenal, Rudy.
Yeah, it's Arsenal, for
Arsenal.
Sure.
Arsenal?
Yeah.
Fair. All right, Brentford-Wolves. This is a very weird game.
Yeah.
I'm low-key kind of excited for it, because I feel like if you want to see a lot of goals this weekend, I think this is the game for you. Is that fair to say?
I guess. I still can't figure out Brentford, because
if every Premier League game was 1 minute,
they'd be
the best team in the league.
It's crazy.
They'd smoke everyone.
Brilimbuemo.
It's crazy. Who's the good guy on the Wolves? Cunha?
Mateus Cunha.
Yeah.
Mateus Cunha.
I think that Wolves are a better team than they've shown. I don't think they're the worst team in the league by any means.
No.
But they are the worst team in the league. So that presents an issue.
That's fair. But it could also be...
I'm kind of in the same thing with Brentford as I was with Crystal Palace, where I'm like, you guys are great. I've seen it. You guys were slicing Man City up. You score in the first minute like 3 games in a row.
Against City, Tottenham, and I forgot the last one.
Yeah, and it's like these are not easy teams to score on. But they just still somehow manage to find ways to lose. So I don't know what the fuck is going on with them. I'm going to go Wolves because...
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wolves because what I've seen of Cunha is that he's like a legitimate threat. But I am so turned around right now with these teams, like in the Premier League. Like, I'm turned around.
Like, that lower mid-table, bottom table, it's weird. Because, like, you look at some of the teams, you're like, dude, on paper, like, this team should really be a lot better than they're showing.
Right.
Example, like, Everton. Like, yes, I know they suck, but on paper, like, they got some guys over there.
Like, the Crystal Palaces, the Brentfords, the Evertons of the world, have me so
like Palace up. has my brain broken.
Yeah,
especially how they finish off last, and maybe that's what it is, like the memory I have burning.
It's like a
recency
bias. Yeah,
right.
I'm just turned around, so I don't know. I'm just gonna go gut and I'm saying Wolves.
All right,
if I do anything with this game, it'll probably be playing the total. Who do I think will win this game? Brentford.
Okay, I'll go with Brentford too, but official play of the week, this is my pick for the pod. Over 2.5 goals. I absolutely love it. Next game, we got Leicester at home against Bournemouth. Rudy, I'll start with you and go to Zah.
So this is another one where I don't know much about Bournemouth other than Semenyo, who is very good. I think Leicester's got a little juice.
And they're plus 225 home underdogs.
I like Leicester in this.
Why are they...
I like that.
Yeah.
Why are they... that big of dogs at home.
I know.
Bournemouth's plus 115. The draw's plus 265. I would probably take the draw here.
I just like that. I'm not actually super bullish on Leicester winning. I just like that number at home.
Yeah. I think especially against a team like Bournemouth, it's not like they're world beaters.
Right.
Like I don't think they have the pedigree to be road favorites against anyone.
I agree.
I think we're missing something.
We must be.
Like someone has. I mean, I'm looking at the line right now. Leicester plus 2.
Yeah, I know. But I think someone's injured. Plus 2. No, that is the line.
Yeah.
But we miss some news.
Something's going
on, miss something.
Right.
We miss some news in regards to Leicester. Cause that's.
I'm gonna go just gut again. I'm just gonna go Leicester. I don't know. I'll probably go Ofer.
Zah.
Oh, sorry. I'm smiling because I just saw my pick. It's not in this game.
Oh.
Okay. It's not in this game. I'm gonna lead Leicester with it.
All right. So if you guys are both going Leicester, I'll say draw. Man City against Fulham. This is low-key a sneaky, tough test for City, in my opinion. Do I think City's going to win the game? Yes. But them boys at Fulham got a little something on them. That Arsenal B team got a little something on them.
I'm not even getting my hopes up.
I would not be surprised if this game ended in a draw. I do not see City losing.
But this is
low-key a sneaky game for City. That being said, they might now win 6-0 because I said that.
I just don't think so.
Is he done?
I don't think so. I get what you're saying, but just in terms of like the season storyline, you draw to Newcastle. That's shitty.
It's draw Arsenal, draw Newcastle.
I just don't see a galaxy where City draws three Prem games in a row.
That would be crazy.
Bang! Man City, Fulham. Legs wide open, Man City is going to beat the living shit out of
Missionary, it. Doggy, 6'9", the Spider-Man.
I will start.
Wheelbarrow.
I'll start dreaming about Man City losses, you know, when they play the Liverpools, the
Arsenals.
The Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Them kind of teams.
Also, I'm going to make this my official pick.
Mm. What goal scorer are you about to put in the fucking
game? I'm not going to put a goal scorer. I'm going over. I think I'm going to go over 3.5 goals.
In the City game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
the total?
Man
City will hit that
team total or game?
Game.
The game total.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's easy.
You think that's
a light pack? Brother, even team total. That might be, even for team total, that might be easy.
You really think it's going to be around like that?
Brother, Man City... There's no team that recovers as a wounded dog that's been dog walked than Man City. Man City, when shit like this happens to Man City, the draws, the Arsenal thing really pissed them off. And then this other draw, the Newcastle one, that's the one that set them off the edge. They might never lose another game this season.
Stop, Sasha. Fuck up.
I love it, dude. Zaz turning me up. All right, I'm gonna change my official.
I've been doing this against this fucking Guardiola monster. So when did he come to the Premier League? He came to 2016. I've been doing this against him since 2016. This motherfucker, the second he loses, just be like, God damn. You see how when I say you score too early? It's like that. The game, they lost way too early.
I'm making my official pick over 3.5 for Man City.
What's that? Plus two what?
250? That is plus 230.
Damn. I'm sharp as a knife.
This is Vindy.
You are, dude. You have a nose for lines.
I know. I've been doing it for a minute.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. All right. City across the board then, I guess. Fuck it. West Ham, Ipswich, Toilet Bowl, Game of the Week.
West Ham.
Fuck around. Ipswich might win this fucking game.
West Ham.
Nah, West Ham.
West Ham. Yeah. I'm going with Ipswich with the upset. Let me see what their line is again. Where is Ipswich? Oh, they're plus 320. I'm going to fuck with that. Or the draw. I could fuck with the draw. All right. Everton at home against Newcastle.
I looked at this one.
This game is very, very interesting to me. I don't know if that win last week for Everton is, you know... What do they call that shit? The draw?
McNeil.
No, they beat what's their face? They beat Palace last week, Everton.
Oh yeah, I got my things mixed up.
Dwight McNeil.
I don't know if that win is the thing that propels them. The new ownership, like they got a lot of pieces falling in the right place right now.
Yeah.
Newcastle, granted, great result against City. Anytime you walk away with points there. I don't know. There's just something about this Everton team where it feels like an NFL team when they fire the shithead coach or something, and then they buy into the new guy, and they're all fired up and ready to go. I don't think this is going to be a walk in the park for Newcastle. I think both teams to score no draw is my favorite bet. I don't know who's going to walk out with the win, but I see both teams netting goals, and it wouldn't surprise me if Everton walked out with the win.
I don't want to pick the winner. I'm leaning Everton on this one.
Rudy?
I don't know. That's Everton's another one where I just cannot get on the right side of them.
There's only been one time to be on the right side of them, and it was last week.
I found it. No, I'm not going to overthink this. I think Newcastle is – they got juice. I'm going to go Newcastle.
All right, so Newcastle, Everton. I got both teams to score no draw.
The main event.
Here we go. This is what the main event has been waiting for.
The main event.
Brighton Spurs.
This –
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We got Villa at home against United. Your favorite team.
This is where Zaz Play With Money Fund is getting funded on this game. My Play With Money Fund is getting replenished on this game.
Well, what is it, Zaz?
Aston Villa plus 130. That is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, that Aston Villa's
brother,
plus?
Brother, that is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen in my life.
Villa's plus 130, Rudy. United's plus 195.
At home.
That's crazy. I'm actually putting that in right now.
But see, at home. Everyone and their fucking mother is doing exactly what you two are doing right now. And sprinting.
I don't care.
Villa. That is the most bullshit
screams
line.
Draw. Screams draw.
That is the most screams bullshit draw. Line I've ever seen in my life. What?
And if you don't want to lose on the draw, you could get Villa at minus 145, which is just as nice, and you don't have to worry about the draw result.
Anyone with a brain that has been watching the Premier League this season, that has watched these two teams, Aston Villa playing the games that they played in, Manchester United playing the games they played in. They now meet, and that's what they come up with?
What's going on here? Am I crazy?
Brother, that's
plus 130, plus 265 for a draw, and then plus 195.
For United. I think the draw should be higher. Should be higher. Like, United should be plus 300. The draw should be, like, plus 215. And Villa should be, like, plus 125.
All right. I speak football. You speak gambling.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? What are these numbers telling us?
Because
I'll tell you. I just told
you
the footballing side.
That it's more likely for United to win this game than for it to end in a draw.
And so that's the gambling side. That's what the gambling side is saying. From the football side.
If you're going based on insane. Results, Villa should be minus 250.
Brother, Aston
Villa.
But
I'm telling you, there's a reason why this line
is. Aston Villa is unbelievable. Aston Villa is in the Champions
League.
Is this
a trap?
Aston Villa is coached by Emery.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is this a trap line?
I think Maresh is either going to have the greatest Sunday morning that he's had this entire year, or he's going to walk away.
Why? Why? How?
Because they don't fuck these up.
Goldfish out there is betting Villa plus 130 right now.
How is that a goldfish? Bro, that's the most genius. You're a genius.
It's not genius.
You're a genius if you're doing that.
You can find 100 people that watch the Prem to pick this game, and out of 100, I would say all 100, if they're non-United fans or Villa fans, would all take Villa.
Because Aston Villa is going to win the game. That is genius.
You're missing the point. Like, they don't miss. Like, they know what they're doing. It's too good to be true.
That's where I'm.
If this game is close, I might go to Vegas and shake his hand and be like, dude, well done. You're unbelievable at like guessing the shit. You're unbelievable at guessing the shit.
Yeah.
Because what the gambling is saying and what we're seeing with our eyes as from the football perspective is just not. It's just not adding up.
I know. I'm not.
And usually money is always right in life.
Now I'm of two minds. Like. I'm
money
with you.
But
right
this could be one of those things where it's don't think, just throw. Just bet the best team. Because here's what could happen, and I've been on both sides of it. Like, when I bet the NFL, this same exact thing happening. I'm like, all right, this team's way better. Why is this line only minus two? So I'll bet the shit team plus two, and they'll get blown out of the water. And I'll be like, I'm such a fucking idiot. Like, I knew this team was way better.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also been on the other side of it where I bet the shit team, and they hit, and I look like the genius. So it's one of those things where, as a gambler, like, I have red flags all over this game. But if you want to go off your knowledge,
what
like what you've seen, like, trust your eyes. fire away at Villa. Like, don't think, just throw.
What happened yesterday? Someone break his leg or something?
Who?
In the Villa game. Like what happened in the Villa?
Nothing. They beat
Brighton. Oh. Okay, there it is. There it is. I'ma do Onana out. Jacob Ramsey out.
Injury?
There it is. Yep. Onana especially. Onana.
But now, but here's the twist that, though. If it's a knock and it's not serious and they play, Villa will go down to minus 145.
And that Onana one is big because Onana, everything flows through him. Him and Tielemans in that midfield are running things for Villa. That makes sense.
Are you sticking with your Villa pick?
If Onana's injured, then okay.
Pussio.
No, I mean, I have to. You know what? Yeah. Fuck it. Let's do it. Ross Barkley and you, I trust. I'm sticking to my pick. Fuck it. That's my official pick.
Rudy?
Dude, I'm once again, I don't know my ass from my elbow now. Gun that down. Line fucked me up.
I got so happy when I saw it. You can literally, people that are watching, you can literally see the point in the podcast where I pick up my phone and I go on DraftKings and look at the odds and I see the odods. My eyes lit up. I was like, wait, what? Villa 130? At home?
And I'm not used to gambling every week on these.
Well, you are now.
So now, I feel like every week now I'm like, I'm back into the arena.
You'll teach me footy. I'll teach you how to pick them.
And now I'm trying to listen to you. I'm trying to listen to you because I'm learning these lines. But I think the draw being such plus money is very enticing.
I agree. I'm going with the draw. I think this game has
to be I'm going to do that as well just because the plus is so crazy. And I think I'm just trying to middle it in terms of that's so much value and there's something going on. Onana's out. And I do think there's a little bit of a letdown spot for Villa.
They're red hot.
Because they just beat Bayern and then they're going in and United is just a wounded
down
dog.
Are they still tied with Porto?
2-2. 2-2 at halftime.
Yeah, I'm going draw.
All right. Next game. I wish Chief was here, but it is what it is. We'll hold down the fort. Chelsea at home against Nottingham Forest.
Oh, they got Chelsea.
I mean, shit, this could be a fucking rout. This could be a rout
in
London.
They got Chelsea at the worst possible time to get Chelsea.
This could be a rout.
But guess what? But
then again, Forest is a different beast on the road. Those trees, they grow everywhere except home. They just can't win at home. But when they get on the road, when they get on the fucking train or whatever they take to get to London, them boys can play ball.
The train.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be backing Forest. I mean,
win?
Of course. Chelsea fans picked a fight with the wrong guy trying to tell me that I'm stupid for saying that David Raya is better than Cole Palmer. Brother, Cole Palmer had one half. One half.
Four goals.
One half. Four goals, one half. He still has less goals than Haaland.
He's got more goals than Saka.
We're not talking about Saka. I said Raya. I didn't say Saka. David Raya is a better player right now than Cole Palmer is. You guys just have no respect. Because you don't know ball, you have no fucking respect for goalkeepers.
That's fair. All right, so Zaz going with Nottingham Forest plus 500. Rudy, I feel like you're not going to take the same route.
No.
Okay.
But I was going to – what I will say is that this is where we find out if Chelsea are frauds or not. This is a fraud watch. You know what I mean? Because they're on the up and up. And if they fuck this up, then it's like, okay, you still got a ways to go. You're not, you're getting there, but are you going to be a player in this title race? And I think this is the kind of game they have to win because it'll show if they're business.
World beaters.
It'll show if they're business because after that last game where it was just a fucking orgy of goals and they're walking in, they score every way. Are you going to come in and be overconfident and –
You know,
and yeah, exactly. So I still think that he's Cold Palmer for a reason. He don't give a fuck.
He's cold. That boy cold.
I don't think there could be a nuclear warhead heading for England and he would just be like, I hope it misses. So I'm going Chelsea for sure.
I wanna make a gentleman's agreement with the chat / comment section, commenters, whatever.
Oh god, this can't
If Cole Palmer plays this game against Nottingham Forest and he does not get a goal and assist, I want you all to line up in the comments of this Pitch Picks episode and say, Zaha I am so sorry, you know ball. That right there. That is what I want. Gentlemen's agreement. So we do that. If he does.
Is it goal and assist or goal or assist?
Goal or.
Okay. But what about? But I feel like.
But Raya, if he does,
Raya has to get a clean sheet.
Raya has to get a clean sheet.
If Cole Palmer does get a goal,
or assist, then what?
I need to give them something back that'll mean something for them. I need to give them something back that'll mean something.
You have to say that Cole Palmer's better than Raya.
Saka,
that's given.
I might think of saying
Cole Palmer's better than Raya.
Those words might come out of my mouth. I'll take that. I'll take those ones. The other name is the one that I can't really. That's the haram.
Haram.
If he does, I might say he's better than Starboy. I might.
Oh, I thought that was the other way.
No, this needs to be an absolute.
Yeah, you have to. It's a deal. You can't be like, I might do this.
Fuck it. All right. I want to talk to the chat in the comment section right here. If Saka scores and Cole Palmer doesn't this weekend, you guys have to line up in the comments and say that Zai, you know ball, Saka is better than Palmer.
That's not fair.
If the other way around happens where Saka does nothing and Cole Palmer does, I will.
You have to get on all fours for the first 10 minutes of the episode and basically suck off Cole Palmer.
You have to say Cole Palmer is better than Bukayo Saka.
Deal.
All right.
Well, that brings me to my golden boot.
Wait. Oh, yes. That was a great joke. I should have picked
not
up.
Big yes, Saka.
Yes.
Do not.
I think Chelsea's going to win the game, but
if he doesn't,
I do believe I believe in these tricky trees to put one in the back of the net. Vegas kind of agrees with me, or whoever sets these lines. Both teams to score -145. Surprise me. So I'm going to take that. Both teams to score. That's -145. And if you think Chelsea's going to win and Nottingham will put one, at least one in the back of the net, you get both teams to score no draw +125 instead of -145. All right. Last game before we get into golden boots, an official pick. Brighton at home against shit.
I'm sorry. I'm just processing. It's just processing. Yeah. Just hit me. What I've done.
You signed yourself up.
I'll start with this. I'll start off then. Brighton Spurs ends in a draw, and I'm not even saying that because I'm an Arsenal.
I'm going Brighton at home.
I figured.
That's not hate. That's just actually knowing.
No.
What's his name? Brendan Johnson. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bro, this guy is unbelievable. Scored today in the Europa League. 5 straight matches. Weren't they trying to run him out the building?
Yeah, I wonder how those punks feel. They're the ones that are singing.
They'll say we motivated them.
This is what we're trying to get out of here, yeah. Bro. You guys were being assholes. About
I got that ending in a draw. What is it? +295.
What's Brighton's odds?
Brighton is slight home underdog. They're +190.
Yep.
Tottenham's +120.
I can get a 2-for-1. Yep. Sign me up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going Tottenham.
So Tottenham, Brighton, draw. Beautiful. Love that. All right. Golden boot time. Rudy, who is your golden boot this week?
No.
Cole Palmer.
Cole Palmer, baby.
Wow. That's good for you. That's good.
Listen,
I don't like.
No, that's good.
I know, but
Cole Palmer's good.
I don't like you guys
if you took
being.
Saka, you should be.
I had him in my head before you went on your manifesto. But now I feel so much more excited because you signed yourself up for war, and I can kind of be—I'm at least in like rear division. Like I have some, you know. It doesn't mean
you're on the front lines, brother.
Okay, give me a gun, dude. Cole Palmer, dude. Get me right.
I'd love to see Rudy catch his first golden boot ever.
I already have one. I have one.
Yeah, but it was so long ago. It's like irrelevant now.
Bro, if he scores.
Now, what happens if they both score?
It's just off.
No,
offsets.
It cancels. Okay, that's it. That.
I think it's way more likely, and no disrespect to Saka, I love him. I think it's more likely that he takes a piss than Cole Palmer.
And that's what's pissing me off right now is where I shouldn't be worried and be like praying for Palmer not to score. Saka should be a given to fucking score. But anyway, my golden boot, right?
Is that what
we're doing? Fuck, I already forgot because fucking Saka.
Smokey will take the wheel.
I just remember. Jerry Bowen. West Ham against
I like
it.
That one.
All right.
The moment you've all been waiting for. Cole Palmer, what did he do last week?
Scored four.
Four goals, right? You know who people are forgetting about?
Christopher Nkunku?
No. Nicholas Jackson.
Okay.
Nicholas Jackson gets an ugly goal against an ugly four squad. I love him. I'm going to actually slam this bet.
I think that's a really good bet. I think he
just gets some ugly fucking goal, and you're like, oh, this fucking guy. And then I'm going to sit here smiling ear to ear.
You're going
to
hit. I'm going to miss. Because I just I did Cole Palmer for the vibes. Dude, that's actually a good pick. I'm gonna go
look at his face. If you actually win this pick, I mean, I want you to succeed in life. I'm rooting for you in life. But if you win this pick, like I'm done.
I have no choice but to make it a max bet now, just to make a point. All right, official pick. My favorite bet this week is the Brentford Wolves over 2.5 goals.
I almost try to walk away from it, but let's go with that Villa one.
Mm-hmm. Money line, +130.
Yep.
To the window.
Yep. Ready? No matter Onana out or not.
Man City team total over 3.5.
You're a savage for that. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Pitch Picks. Thank you guys for watching. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. Be active in the comment section. We're always replying back. We appreciate you guys so, so much. Actually, and share the channel with some friends,
that's,
too. That'd be great.
That's the one. I'll say this. This is the – Pitch Picks is actually the one and only comment section I check.
Yeah.
That on stuff that I work on.
And they deserve it. You guys have been here from the jump. You guys are absolutely killing it, sending our shit out, liking, subscribing. So shout out to all you guys, and we'll see you next week for the Match Week 6 recap.